Yeah, let's continue where we stopped off. So we were talking about Shabbos, and the Gemara Bava Kamma, unlikely as it is, that the Gemara Bava Kamma of Sama Chamad Aleph turns out to be a very critical makar for Hilchos Shabbos and for the Din of Malachas Machsheves. The question is what to make of it. And we talked about, generally speaking, three perspectives. Obviously, there are a lot of details to add to those perspectives. But generally speaking, the idea is that either what we're saying is this Gemara is, I guess, the least significant way to look at this Gemara would be to say that it's a special din in Zoreh, and the statement of Balak Machsheves Asra Torah, I say, even then is very intriguing. You might, say just, dismiss it completely. I think that that would be a little bit unfair. So I think you have to say, as I say, something meta-halachic, at least, about the fact that something like Zoreh could be a Shei Malacha does tell you something about the perspective on Malach Machsheves Asra Torah. But it definitely becomes, if you take that view, much more difficult to apply Malach Machsheves in any kind of significant way. Based on this case, it becomes much more difficult if you take that view, that this is something very, very definitional about Zoreh. And as I say, there's a lot of interesting things about Zoreh to follow through with in this point of view. It is curious, I say, that the Rishonim, who expand a Malach on Shabbos on the basis of Malach Machsheves Asra Torah, and I gave you three examples, but there are, of course, more. It's curious that they don't quote the Gemara in Bava Kamma Sama Chamad Aleph. They don't quote it because they think, that it's talking about something totally different, meaning they think it's talking about Zoreh, or they don't talk about it because they think it's a Davar Pashut. Namely, that that the idea that Malach Machsheves Asra Torah is not just a Kula requiring higher thresholds, higher standards, but that it also has an expansive element. Right, to with the outcome that you're going to be chayiv, where otherwise you'd be potter. But again, based on the idea that once you suggest that cognizance, awareness, thoughtfulness, plays a role, an excessive role in Hilchos Shabbos, the idea that that could go in either direction, if that is something that doesn't need a makar, that's a very important statement generally too. So I just wanted to be upfront about that. At the same time, if you wanted to deny it, and again, all those examples that I gave are cases and issues that are subject to discussion and debate. That's not all Rishonim explain the difference between Shechita and Shabbos and Shechita and Asakin, Shal Yisrael and Avodah Zarah that way. If you learn the first part of Chulin next year, we'll talk about the Ramban and others who had, different ways of doing it, explaining it. There's a debate about Chok Tochos, Chok Yerechos on Shabbos, between the Rajba and the Ran and others. Again, the question of Zomer and Zoreya in Shvias and in Shabbos. I'm just trying to point out that while these are three examples, Rebbe Letzma Shabbos Asra Torah is Machmir, and they are explained by these Rishonim, on the basis of Letzma Shabbos Asra Torah, there are, in some cases, different views, substantively, and also different explanations, even the people on the same side of the issue. So the point is that one of the things that you could object to in all these cases is that, Malach Machsheves Asra Torah really is never a chumrah, and that this Gemara is a very, very specific din, Zoreh. Another thing you could say, of course, is that do we paskin like this Gemara? Right. Now, again, if you don't paskin like this Gemara, I mean Rav Ashi, it could be that it's still true that Malach Machsheves Asra Torah is at times a chumrah. However, this just has nothing to do with the discrepancy between Zoreh and, Liva V'Livsa, Haruach. If you happen to hold that, like Abaya and Rava, or again, you think that either this is, we'll discuss in a minute, Grumma is Chayiv, or Garmi, this is Garmi, and therefore it's Chayiv, So you just don't have to accept, you know, Ravashi's conclusion. You could say Ravashi's right, but we don't. He's right about Zohar. He's right about Melech Melech Sheva Sosra Torah in this direction. We just don't. We don't need that here. That's not the point here. But you also equally could say that that you reject the whole Ravashi. I wouldn't even do about Zohar. Again, going back to the Rush, but without the meta halachic point, you just say, well, Zohar is, that's what Zohar is. You know, that's the Av Malacha. It's using the wind in order to separate. So what does that have to do with Melech Makshava Sasra Torah? Maybe not even anything. Okay? So anyway, this is a very crucial question. Anyway, so the first perspective of the Rush is the one that downplays certainly the scope of Melech Makshava Sasra Torah here. And as I say, one could have said it all, and if you don't pass the Garbashi here, you could scrap the whole thing, and so on, and these have very, very critical consequences. And even the people who do go in this direction, as I say, it's interesting that they're not invoking Ravashi explicitly, mostly. Okay. The second possibility, the opposite one, is to expand Melech Makshava Sasra Torah and its Chumrah power here. And that is by suggesting that we really are, not only is what we're saying not limited to the Shem Melech of Zohar, but, you know, but kind of implying that Shabbos, some sort of grumma, you know, could be chayiv, even though it doesn't qualify in Kol Torah Kula, and Betoras grumma. That might be implied by the language of Tosas and some other Rishonim who, again, the shift in Tosas, I think, is very clear. That is that throughout the whole sugya, Abaya, Rava, Rav Zera, as we already noted, the Bali Tosas are stressing you know, the need for Osa Hamaisa Legamri Bifnei Atzmo. That might even be the quote, or something like that, right? And then, all of a sudden, when you hit the Ravashi part, you know, that's a transition. So, no, it's Gram Zuria, which works for Shabbos because of Melech Tzemach Shabbos, but of course falls short since it isn't a Maisa, or a Maisa Bifnei Atzmo Legamri, with regard to Matzah. So if you take that view, that's the other view, that's the other extreme. So you're giving a lot of, you're putting a lot of stock in Melech Tzemach Shabbos Sasra Torah, and the implication that Melech Tzemach Shabbos Sasra Torah is going to be a factor, you know, to be Mekel for sure, but also to be Machmir, and then trying to figure out when it's Machmir, when it's Mekel. But again, certainly when Machshavto is on the side of accomplishing these goals, that then it's going to be Machmir, you know, whereas when it's not interested in these goals, it's going to be Mekel. That's what you're going to have to figure out. Even then, as I said yesterday, there are probably going to be limits. In other words, it is Zohar Baruch Nisayaso, so, you know, there's an immediate, if you throw it up, that's your action, and then the wind, you know, takes over. So this harnessing of the other force, you know, which we, even if we acknowledge that to be some sort of a grumma, you know, but, you know, it's a, you know, it's a grade A grumma. Can we say that? Grade A grumma? Is Joey here? Can we say grade A grumma? From the physics? Yeah? Okay, thank you. I don't do anything in physics without, you know, first getting the approval. So, so that's a grade A grumma. What are you going to say about other grummas? Obviously, you know, this is a pretty intense one, is what I'm trying to say. So you still have to draw the line, and it's likely that you're going to draw the line. But the point is that this is a very critical opening in L'chumra, in Hilchos Shabbos. The third perspective, the middle one, is the, I was suggesting, based on Tosfot Peretz and Imuki Yosef and others, and that is the idea that Al Yedei Melech Tzemach Sheves, right, we are magdir this as Maisa Atzmo. And that's what's different between Shabbos and Mazik. The Melech Tzemach Sheves, you know, is absent from Mazik, and therefore what is defined as Grumma or Garmi in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, right, is considered, you know, Maisa Hagavra, or Koach Hagavra, whatever you want to call it, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Melech Tzemach Sheves has the effect of upgrading, you know, or a more flexible definition of Maisa, just as it might in the other direction, as I say. part of the question of Loshen Tzricha L'Gufa V'Sasek and Mekalkel, as I mentioned yesterday, is, you know, when they're putter, are they a Hafkaas HaMaisa L'Gabi Shabbos, or are they just Peturim? Partly that's what we had in Rabbi Kveger, right? The Tshuva of Rabbi Kveger. Right? Rabbi Kveger was trying to explain, you know, whether Misasek is Hafkaas HaMaisa Aveira or just a Petur Korba. This is the Rabbi Kveger in the Tshuva that we mentioned earlier. I mentioned his brilliant way of reading the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chavav. Right? We did this. Yeah. So the point of Rabbi Kveger, the Chiddush of Rabbi Kveger, which I characterize as counterintuitive a little bit, was that Rabbi Kveger was saying like this. There are two Misaseks. Misasek in Kol Torah Kula, Misasek in Hilchos Shabbos. Actually, the Misasek in Kol Torah Kula is the more expansive one, like the more extreme one, right? He wanted to pick up something that was talush, you know, and he picked up something instead that was mechubar. Therefore, he did melachas kotzer. It was oker davar begidulo. So he went from heter right to chiyuv. That's according to Bali Tosis. That's the misasik of Kol Torah Kula. The misasik of Hilchos Shabbos, say the Bali Tosis, is diskavi lachtoch mechubar ze v'chotach mechubar acher. Lo olam achshavto. Okay? So Rabbi Kveger says, like, which of these is a p'tur, but there is a ma'isa aveira, and which of these is a hafkaas ma'isa aveira? Says Rabbi Kveger, again, if somebody had asked me this question, my initial response would be the Kol Torah Kula one, which applies to Kol Torah Kula, and which is a greater discrepancy between the intended and the inadvertent actions, right, is the one which is a hafkaas ma'isa aveira. And that's a very compelling position to take. Not because I took it, but because it is. Right? Whereas the p'tur that is limited only to Hilchos Shabbos wouldn't be considered misasek anywhere else, because the gap between, you know, what you intended and what you did is narrower, because either way you want it to be kotzer on Shabbos, just you want it to be kotzer, you know, the lettuce and not the cucumber. Yeah? Lettuce and cucumber? They grow on the ground? Yeah. So, they're both recyclable. So the point is that you would have thought that that's the p'tur. And Rabbi Kveger says the opposite. And yesh makom lachlok. Right? But what does it mean that he says the opposite? Like, how can you sustain that argument? The answer is in a very compelling way. Right? I mean, equal compelling, more compelling, different compelling. So what's the argument? The argument is, no, this is a din of melachas machshevas asra Torah. So if melachas machshevas asra Torah is about chiyuv and p'tur, that doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Kveger, at least, was assuming that melachas machshevas asra Torah is a din in the Shem Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. That's why I'm bringing it up now. Not just Gut Chazara, it's actually exactly what we're interested in. This is, of course, on the side of Lekula. Rabbi Kveger is arguing that the Misasik of Kol Torah Kula is a Ptur Machshava. It's a Ptur from the Chiyuv, but not Afkasa Maisa. Even though the discrepancy is smaller, right, because of that standard, right, what you miss is, right, it's mafkia, the maisa veira itself. That's how we explain. So the nafkamina, I mean, numerous nafkaminas, that's what this whole tshuva is about. Whether or not there's an obligation to be poresh, the person be isuro, and all sorts of nafkaminas. Katan, but one of the nafkaminas, which is where his brilliant reading of the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Chavav comes into play, is Kamal Drava. Right? Meaning, if there, and this is going to be relevant, we'll see in a second as well, to Rav Elbel, or Tana de Bechizkia, if you hold that you did a Maisa Aveira, but you're Potur, so there's still room to say Kamal Drava, because you did a Maisa Chiyuv Misa. Right? That's the din of Tana de Bechizkia. Chai ve misos, shogig in Peturim. Everybody agrees that a shogig is a maisa veira, those wouldn't bring karba. That's, you know, this week's parsha, right? Vayikra. Should have asked me questions about being Mavar Sandra or... Oh, we did that already. Okay. So, Rabbi Kiveger says, if you have Avkos, Maisa Avera, then you don't have Tana de Bechizkia either. Because nothing happened. Oh, why am I telling you this now? So now let's go back to our point. And that is, what is the relationship between the Melech Tzemach Shem Sasra Torah, which is Mekel and which is Machmir? So, in a way, we have a parallel question to ask. And by the way, I should add, just on the... We'll get to this soon. Anyway, on the Kimle Bidraba Mine question, number one, one could disagree with Rabbi Kiveger on this issue. You could say the opposite, or you could say that they're, you know, both Pturim or both Hafkos, or that the opposite in how you make the distinction. You also might distinguish between different Balatz Machshevises. Meaning, if you ask the same question about Mekalkel, Mesaseg, and Balakshin, Tzricha Legufa, or Dov Shein Meskaven, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or Shnaim Shasu, if that's a din of Melachtz Machsheves, or Chatzi Shir, if that's a din of whatever it is, are they all the same or not? That's an interesting question. Right? Again, some of the Rishonim in Bava Kamba themselves discuss Melachtzin, Tzricha Legufa, for example, in terms of Kamba and Rav Aminah. Okay. Anyways, having said that, the bigger point I'm trying to make is that, you know, just as on the Kula side, there seems to be a very interesting debate whether Melech Tzemach Shem Sasra Torah is Mafkia, the Maisa Avera, so too, we could ask this is the question that we are asking on the Chumra side. Meaning, Melech Tzemach Shem Sasra Torah says you didn't do the Maisa, but your kavana l'totza'a is enough to make you chayiv anyway, right? Because, you know, you don't need a maisa as long as you have that kind of... In other words, that would be the equivalent of us saying that it's grama, but grama is chayiv on... Certain gramas are chayiv on Shabbos. Right? Because ola machshavto instead of lo ola machshavto, right? Or are we saying that just like in Hilchos Shabbos it could be that these categories undermine what constitutes the Maisa, maybe they also can create, as long as there obviously has to be a gray area, meaning, you know, if you're very distant, you're not, through Melech Tzemach Shem Sasra Torah, going to be able to transform, you know, something which is far from a Maisa into a Maisa. But if something is on the, you know, on the cusp, on the precipice of being a Maisa, right, it's in that gray area, so then, again, your cognizance, awareness, your interest, whatever it is, your consciousness, superconsciousness of it, right, may be what makes it a maisa, just as stripping your cognizance from it takes away from it. Again, could you be mechalik between creating and undermining? Absolutely. I'm just trying to show that there is a strong parallel. Anyways, within that view, we have the formulations of Tosfos in Paris and Mugi Yosef. Natan showed me that the Ritva in Bava Basra has even a stronger and, in a way, more interesting formulation. And I think if you look in the other places also that I mentioned, and, you know, some others beyond that, this idea of Melech Tzemach Shem Sasra Torah, what does it mean? Again, talking about Kilkel and Tikkun is one kind of an issue. Like the looking at something narrowly and broadly, again, the Rembrandt or the Van Gogh issue. But this idea of, like, taking something which is on the precipice of being a maisa and turning it into a maisa, you have to look at the different lishonos on it. Do you have the language of the Ritva? He actually does say that the Melech Tzemach Shem transforms it, right? But only when you've done what you could do. You do maximal performance. Go ahead. This is the one in Raksa. Yeah. Okay, but that's called osa. Not that therefore goreim. You could have said the same thing and said therefore goreim hatotza'a is sufficient. right? Not what he says.
Yeah, exactly. And he wants to say that's the question. Hakanami Rizikum Havi Kiilu Asam Maisa Gomer.
Yeah, exactly. So, what I also wanted to add to the mix, as I mentioned to some of the guys after the shiur on yesterday, and that is that this, I think, relates to back to Sugin Bava Basra. Because we had in the Sugin Bava Basra, right, a very interesting parallel to our Gemara. Right, the Gemara brings up Zorah Ruch Masayaso, right, when it talks about the Raksa case, right, in terms of Archakas Nezakin. And there, the Gemara does not say B'lach Tzemachshev V'Sosra Torah. So how come our Gemara says it and that Gemara doesn't say it? So there are mostly two answers in the Rishonim, that question. One is, in Achanami, it's the same sugya, right? But our Gemara is Rabashi, the other Gemaras maybe are not Aliba de Rabashi, and that's the end of the story. Okay. However, there are a group of Rishonim, as we know, who give a different answer, and that is that were we talking about Tashlumin in Bava Basra, then in Achanami, you know, we would have distinguished, we would have said, you know, Shiny, Zoreh, Melech Tzemachshev, Asasra Torah. But since all we're speaking about is our Chokas Nezakin, right, therefore, to equate that with Hilchos Shabbos is acceptable. Why? And some of them add for good measure, because since in Hilchos Shabbos, Zoreh is chayiv, albeit based on Melech Tzemachshev Asasra Torah, because they're invisibly integrating our sugya into theirs, right? Therefore, it is certainly sufficiently girei d-day, or delay. Doesn't matter. Right? So, all I want to say about that is, again, if the din of Zoreh was, I'm sorry, if the din of Zoreh and Melech Tzemachshev Asasra was limited to Zoreh per se, like that view, I don't think this would be very tenable thing to say at all. If the idea is that, you know, because of Melech Tzemachshev Asasra Torah, right, we're expanding and allowing things that are not a Maisa, I think that's possible, but you'd have to assume that, again, that the standards of Grama are very, very rigorous, and that the high standard of Grama that is barely acceptable because of Melech Tzemachshev Asasra and Shabbos, right, is the equivalent of gira d'day or delay in our Chokas Nezakin. But I think more likely is the middle shita, and that is the idea that Melech Tzemachshev Asasra Torah takes Zorah and makes it Maisa Hagavra. So then what we're saying is, listen, it can do that because to begin with, it's gira delay, it's just not Maisa Bifnei Atzmo Legamri D-Day. So, you know, if you didn't have that, you know, kind of, you know, foundation, Melech Tzemachshev Asasra wouldn't help you turn it into a Maisa. So our Chokas Nezakin, right, is, and Melech Tzemachshev Asasra Torah are basically one and the same. So I think that works much better according to the middle sheet. Okay, good. So now let's turn our attention a little more into Hilchos Shabbos, into three different areas. One is the Nemuke Yosef, the Ravya, and the Avnei Nezer. And of course there's so much more, but again, all good things must come to an end. So, the Nemuke Yosef. Alex? What do we have with the Nemuke Yosef? Famous Nemuke Yosef, I think I've indicated already that in my opinion it's the all-time, you know, most famous Nemuke Yosef, right? I'm pretty sure that's true. Well, that might be in the eye of the beholder, but I'm pretty sure it's true. Okay, so what makes this the all-time most famous Nemuke Yosef? Gavin? Yeah, well, I mean, basically, he asked the question, the Shabbos candle question, and the language is very important, so let's look at it. Yeah, you got it? Yeah. This is the one, of course, in the second parak. Again, Ki'ilu?
Ki'ilu biyadav hev'iro. Hev'iro kedamra.
Yeah. So already you can see that what? That Mukesov starts off with a strong literal chitza. Right? Okay. What's the class? What's the issue? Go ahead. Even though, again, right, it's just the physical kumbase maisa that he did clearly did a long time ago. So the Mukiyos is assuming a bunch of things. Right? What's he assuming? Number one, he's assuming that Eshev Shemchitzav is a maisa. Right? Not that, you know, Girei Didei, let's say, you know, even though it's less than a maisa, is enough. And that is, it's even a maisa le'inyan ha'chashavas. This is the first time that we are encountering the question of Eshem Shemchitzav. Again, we talked a lot about, we have to finish up Rotzeach a little bit, a few more comments, but we talked about Tios Hadayim and Shchita, right in Rotzeach, Harchakas Hazakin, right? What about Eshem Shemchitzav on Shabbos? Muki also is assuming, yes. Right? Having already established that he thinks it's a real act of Havara, but of course, he's assuming so much more. And that is, not just that Eshem Shemchitzav, when you light on Shabbos, would constitute a continuing action on Shabbos, but even that you lit Erev Shabbos, that continues to be Dolek on Shabbos, that you continue to be, you know, Osa Maisa. Even though right now you're certainly, you know, physically in a Shevel Tas. You don't need a Kumbase, and it's considered a continuous Maisa. Even as a continuous maisa, it's considered a maisa on Shabbos. Okay, that's the assumption. Okay. You could have. Yeah, go ahead.
The Choshkenu, the Yuhacha lo niskavin lahavir gadish al chavero klal. The Hacha ikir kavanaso he should tidlok vasilik Shabbos. Didn't call that.
What's that? What did you just say?
That, I mean, I guess it would be the Rashi sort of thing where it's, he wants it to.
Oh. So that's a very important line in the Mukiyosa, I think. Namely, that Kol Shekein D'Nichale, because he wants the candles to burn on Shabbos, right? So we have this with, again, the Rashi and the Ramah, Tosfos Rid, a whole group of Rishonim, and the Getz application, right? Again, some Rishonim deny it, some Rishonim embrace it. You know, does Nichale have any effect whatsoever on the Hagdara of Eish, or Eishim Shemchitza? And Rabbi Yosef, by saying Kol Shekein, seems to be saying yes. Okay, go ahead. So the subjective interest in it, almost like a Melachs Machshavas thing, right, is maybe even more in Shabbos, because of Melachs Machshavas, the Chumra, than in other places, right, is another reason to consider this to be a continuous maisa. Go ahead.
Being called it now, Michel Schlin, as a Tessa, Tonor im Hashicha, Machiz and Saor, but Dura space of Hokot. Mice of Hokoyo?
Yeah.
Ukadamron, Kina. Kina and Milsa Shafir, Lokashilan. Sharikiuba Mishum Hitz of Kizorik Hitz, Shabisha, Shiyotza Hitz, Mitafas Yado, but Osa Shah Nasa Ko.
Good proof or not? What? Meaning this, first of all, what does he say? So the Yosef's Chiddush is that everything is front loaded. Right? This is a din in Ochanam. He's not going back on Eshem Shemchitzav on Shabbos, or it being even, you know, a full Maisa, right? What is he saying? that it's all front-loaded. It's as if the whole thing already happened. That's unbelievable. Everything that's going to happen and unfold later happens at this moment. LPD. Since it's all front-loaded, so the continued dleika is all from Erev Shabbos. It's dleikas Erev Shabbos. Correct? The haraya, otherwise it would be anonymous. Not in Nichol Shabbos, of course, but in Mazik. Saying, oh, you lit the fire, and now it's traveling. It takes 10 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour or a week, you know, to travel to its destination, right? But if all you did was a T1 and the Nezek took place at T 100 or 2, it doesn't make a difference, then you should be onus. Because what you did, but there's no chafetz shel nezek. Good or good rai or not?
And I wouldn't have said the rai.
Why?
As assuming that they can't consider consequences.
Right. I mean, the truth is, I don't think that's a good rai, because it's not as if the process isn't, you know, self-evident. Right? It's not onus. If you light a fire, you know, whether you know where exactly it's going to go or not, I mean, it's clear that you're engaging in a process. There's nothing unexpected or unanticipated here. So the inability to, to put it back in the Pandora's box, that's not onus. You can call it tzgiyas b'pshia of a sofa bonus. It's not even tzgiyas b'pshia of a sofa bonus. It's just, this is the process. It's a talich. It's a process. So we can acknowledge that there's, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and maybe the nezek is in the end, right? It doesn't mean that it's onus. You did it freely, and this is the course of what you did. That's not onus. The second raya is a better raya, I think. Go ahead.
Yochanami, ilu meis kodem shehispik lehadlik dish v'ade mishtale mizak me'achray shechasim v'day d'ha'kari kan kiseitzeish shalim mishalim.
Let's say he dies before the before the nezek takes place, right? Good timing, you know. He just is mavir, and then, you know, sadly, you know, he dies, and then the nezek takes place. So it should be achrayas nechasav, because he wasn't alive during the nezek. And that's probably a better raya than the onus one. But even then, it doesn't really prove. Because even if you say that what happens in the end happens in the end, it's still related to what happened in the beginning, but it's better raya at least. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so that's a mukiyosa. That's an amazing mukiyosa. The truth is, one could have argued and said either that in Hilchos Shabbos is no Eishem Shemachitza. We'll get to the Abni Nezer, who discusses that question and considers that possibility. Is it, what's the relationship between Eishem Shemachitza and Shabbos vis-a-vis, let's say, Rotseach, again, in the Til Sadaim and Shochet, where does it, or Nezek, in the spectrum of things, right? Now, again, our Gemara talked about not Eishem Shemchitzav necessarily on Shabbos, with Melachat Mat Shabbos, that was a din in Grama, right, or Liba Veliva Haruach. So, that sort of remains a question. Even if you hold Eishem Shemchitzav does apply to Shabbos, we'll see what this means in a minute, you still could have argued with the Nebuke Yosef's premise from another point of view, right? And that is that maybe for Shabbos, right, the Chiyuv, you know, depends on the Kumbase. Not just formally. Let's say formally, you know, the Maisa that you did, you know, continues. Right? Or, as he concludes, the maisa that you did is totally front-loaded. I'm saying one could have said that you really have a process, and that there really is a continuation of your Maisa. But in Hilchos Shabbos, in order to be Chayiv, and Yishum Shum Chitza applies to Shabbos too, if you were to be Madlik on Shabbos. But it could be that Hilchos Shabbos requires that there be a Maisa B'kum Ba'aseh. Not a Maisa, right, which is, kind of the Mimela at this point, right, a passive Maisa. You could say that you continued to be the Mavi or the Madlik, right, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're not continuing to do the Maisa Adlaka. I didn't get a chance to look at the. You gave me something for the Gilyoni Ashas, and I still have to look at it. Does he say that, or is that something different? What?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll look it up. But it wasn't the Gilyoni Ashas, right? It was the other. The Beis Otzer. Under Eshem Shemchitza? Yeah, I have to look at it. Okay. So that's an important issue anyway. You might have just said you need a kumbasa. It's the Maisa kumbasa. Okay. Anyways, this is the Mukhe Yosef. What's fascinating about the Mukhe Yosef is it also brings into sharp focus once again, right, these questions. We had them when we're talking about the Gzeres HaKosov of Hamavir, right? He's the Mavir of the first minute. He's the Mavir all along. He's the Mavir, you know, when it finally reaches the point of the Nezek, right? And the question of distance in a way. Right, the Nebuchad Yosef on a temporal level reminds me of the Gra on a spatial level. Yeah, he's looking very skeptical. Right, Ezra, what do you think? Which Gra? Remember back to the Gra, the way the Gra said, you know, the question from Tamun. The Gra said the question from Tamun is not that the Gemara thinks an Eshem Shemchitzav, right, wouldn't have a din of toward Tamun, right? It's that they thought that the Metzius of Tamun shouldn't exist if you hold Eshem Shemchitzav. Hecha Matzinan. Why? Because in Tamun there's a difference between being Madlik B'tok Shalom and being madlik b'tol shel chaveiro, right? So the point is, if you hold eshem, said the Gra and the Havamina, this is how he reads the Gemara. If you hold eshem shem chitzav, it's like you're always madlik b'tol shel chaveiro, right? If you hold eshem shem amono, so you're madlik b'tol shelo, right? Because the hadlaka is just that first second. But if you hold, you know, that eshem shem amono, I'm sorry, Eshem Shem Chitzav. So, you know, it's like your Madlik B'tok Shel Chaveiro every time. Until he came around to the idea, and that's how he thinks of the Gemara, saying that, no, since it's Efshar L'Menoa, right, so even though Eshem Shem Chitzav, it's not as if you're considered to be, you know, already Madlik B'tok Shel Chaveiro. You're Madlik B'tok Shelo, because in theory, there could be an interruption of it. You could be Monea, or somebody could be Monea, or conditions could be Monea. Right? That's the spatial Gra. I mean, the Gra raises a very fascinating question about whether Eshem Shem Chitza, Eshem Shem Amono, spatially, how do we look at the Havara? Right? He's Mabir every second. He's Mabir V'kum Vasei in the beginning, and it's, you know, the rest is the Davar D'Mimela. He's Mabir. So I'm saying there's a temporal question and a spatial question. Is he right away Ki'ilu Mabir, or is he Ki'ilu Mabir B'tol Shel Chaveiro? Is he Ki'ilu, time-wise, doing everything at once, everything at the end? He's doing it constantly, right? The Nebuchad Yosef's assumption was that he is madlik, mitchila ad sofa talik. He continues to be madlik. Otherwise, he can't ask the question. And he also assumes that being madlik, the Sheval Taseh, what I said before, you know, is would still be chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos for that. Hard to say that's considered kumbaseh, not in the way that I mean kumbaseh, right? Being taking initiative and initiating the process. That he's not doing. The Gra is speaking about the same issue, right? But, as I say, in geography, in space, right? He's madlik b'tok shelo, he's madlik b'tok shel chaveiro, he's madlik betosh shneim, or is madleg betosh shelo and it spreads till shel kaveir? So to hear, he's madleg betchila. You know, and everything else is mimela. Is madleg besof, or madleg all along? Okay. So these are very interesting and critical issues. Again, it reminds us of some of the formulations that we saw, like the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid says, oh, Yishuv Shemchitza, so he's responsible for getting it to its destination. The wind didn't do that, he did it. But remember the Tosas Rid? He got it to its destination, but it traveled there, Mimela, as a Dover to Mimela, B'Shev Al Tasa. Right, I don't want to re-prosecute the Tosas Rid. But I'm just saying, these formulations are so palpable in Eishem Mishum Chitza. So this is a very fascinating question. Okay. What's also interesting in light of this is the Milchatz Chinuch. So the Milchatz Chinuch in Os Yud Zayin, I believe, suggests that there would be, he quotes in Mukhe Yosef, and he suggests that there would be a difference between Eishem Mishum Chitza and Eishem Mishum Amono if you're madlik on Shabbos. Again, the Nebuki Yosef takes care of the Arab Shabbos problem because everything's front-loaded. Right? Again, you could have answered it just by saying what I said. That, you know, in Nichol Shabbos, the Maisa Veira, we always, it depends on the Kumbasa. You don't necessarily have to say, you know, that the Tz'kila, the Nezek, took place right away. Right? But okay. He sticks with what he says. Because of that, I think that made room for the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know the following. Let's say Eishem Mishum Chitza, okay, and Eishem Mishum Amono, right, Legabe Komle Nidraba Mine on Shabbos, not Hamad Rotzeach. Okay, so you burnt down, you started a fire, and it burnt your friend's Gaddish, right? Starting the fire is a violation of Shabbos. That's a capital offense, right? So, according to the Mukhe Yosef, who thinks that Eishem Mishum Chitza, let's say, is relevant on Shabbos. Either way, Eish is relevant on Shabbos. Right? So, is it Kabbalah Midraba Mineh or not? You lit the fire, it burnt your friend's Gaddish. Again, if you burnt your friend's Gaddish, presumably, let's say, if, you know, like Hitzitz, you know, Esa Eved, Mesachseches, or something like that, you know, then there's no question that there would be Kabbalah Midraba Mineh. Okay? But what happens if it spreads? And according to the Milchas Chinuch, I believe he makes the Ha'ara, you know, kind of a little bit like the Marsha in Sanhedrin. Like, if you hold Eishem Mishum Chitzav, so, yeah, is this the last piece he has? I don't remember that. Oh, okay. Yeah, the last piece in Eish. If you hold Eishem Mishum Chitzav, you know, oh, put it this way. If you hold Eishem Mishum Amono, right, so there's a moment of, you know, of violation of Shabbos. What's that moment when you strike the match and you create the flame? Right, and then there's another moment of Niske Momo. Right, and that is when the flame finds the Nezek. Says the Milchas Chinuch, but it's not the same moment. But if you hold like the Nebuke Yosef of Eishem Mishum Chitza, he's not arguing, he's not putting up any resistance, frankly. So everything is front-loaded, right? So that means that the Nezek is already, you know, targeted Meikara. Right? Who's there? Well, let's read it. Vim Hiver Eish B'Shabbos, the Holcha, the Hidlika, gadish. L'chora chayiv ala gadish. Deina misa v'tashlumin bo'in kiachas. The misa neschayiv tekev ala avara. U'be'esha nidlaka gadish, eino chayiv rak mamon. Imken eino bo'in kiachas. Ach im nomar mishum chitza, v'imken atashlumin neschayiv gamken b'shas avara. Havle bo'in kiachas. V'din zet zorach iyun. The swing of Zara Kreitz in Ksuvis. This one is Mephal Pel. V'yesha mishum amono, kigon koluchitza vada chayiv. V'achiv matchil me'uchar lahavara. Okay, interesting. Again, oh, he doesn't say the Marsha. I'm saying, I guess it's my mind. And if you hold like the Marsha, who thinks that Eishem mishum chitza v'yesha mishum amono applies even if you're madlik the Gedish itself, as long as you're not in the sakseches, right, it would apply even in that case, this issue. But here's what I'm saying before. If the chiddush of the Nebuka Yosef is that everything is front-loaded, right, the hadlaka and the nezek. So even though the nezek only takes place 3 hours later, you know, it's ki'ilu the nezek took place now. That's his whole point. There's no onus, there's no mace, right, that's not about the hadlaka, that's about the nezek. What happens if the nezek changes in value? Right, from the mikara to the end. Okay, let's say it takes an hour for this fire to go, and you know, the value of the, all of a sudden, you know, the people cornered the, you know, the grain market, you know, they collapsed, you know, so grain prices shot up, shot down, like the Bunker brother. Bunker? We did this a couple years ago, I think, right? The Silver People? The Hunt Brothers. Bunker Hunt was his name. The Hunt Brothers. Yeah? No? Just the Willendas? That's it?
The Winklevoss twins, we remember.
The Winklevosses are the Bitcoin people. Right? And we're not going to talk about wind farms either anymore at the moment. You know, he died. T. Boone Pickens. Yeah. But you know about the Hunt Brothers? We never did the Hunt Brothers? What? I don't know, maybe it was longer than I thought. The Hunt brothers were these brothers, these Texans. They're all from Texas, these kind of people. Except for the Willendas, right? We're from your hometown, or your home state. The Hunt brothers cornered the silver market at one point. And then it all blew up in there. They overextended themselves. And they ended up having to move into, into the apartment building on top of Rosenblum's. No, they didn't really do that. But yeah, So, okay, let's say somebody's lit a fire, okay? And at the time, grain prices are high or low. It doesn't make a difference, right? And then they fluctuate by the time the grain. Probably, Isaac probably knows about the Hunt brothers, right? You know about the Hunt brothers?
No.
Okay, I think he's an entrepreneur.
He does credit risk, not commodities.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So let's say the grain market was affected. You know, the Mukyosif say that you go basar meikara, everything is meikara. I mean, he's taking it seriously, right? Because again, mace in terms of chiyuv achrayus, ones I don't think is a good raya, but it only works if you take it seriously. So what he's saying is, "Kamle medraba mine the chiyuv is now." Even though, what'll happen if lemaisa you stop it from reaching that point? You're not going to be chayiv. Right? There's no phantom chiyuv ritzicha here, right, Rabbi? Yeah. So you're no phantom chiyuv ritzicha. So if you actually prevent it from happening, even though you lit the fire and it's omade to burn down the grain, it's not going to happen. But let's say by the time you got to the grain's worth half the price. Okay, the same problem. All I'm saying is, if the Nebuka Yosef, to get out of the problem, says something very mechudash. And Minchas Chinuch is not arguing with it, but he's just picking up on it. And he's saying that, you know, that another nafkamina would be kam lebedraba mine. But if you want to answer the Nebuka Yosef question in some different way, for example, I was saying, kumvase, right? You don't need to say that the nezek, right, is all up front, b'shas meikara, then you might have a kumulei drab mine problem, even eshem shemchitza on Shabbos, maybe. I'm also not so sure if there's no problem of eshem shemchitza on kumulei drab mine, I'm not so sure about eshem b'shemamono either, frankly. Because it is still one process. It depends on things that we've said about eshem b'shemamono. Okay, but either way, the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara is an interesting one. Okay, let's move on to the Rav Yah quickly. Anybody get a chance to look at the Rav Yah? I told you to look at. Yeah? Aaron, saw it? No? Adam? No? Nathan, you saw it? Is it there?
It's there.
Okay, so what does he say?
He says that you're not high in Kofa on Shabbos.
It's a very important Rav Yah. So, what does he talk about specifically?
Well, don't tell me I didn't bring it.
Yeah, you roll a chavis. If you roll a chavis on Shabbos, are you chayiv? Oh, here it is. Are you chayiv mishum dalet amos or being ba'aver rishuyos? That's an amazingly important halacha lemaisa question. Right, so here it is. What did I say it was? Tough. Kuf Samad Zayin?
Yeah.
Omar Niuva. The Kocho B'Shabbos Lo Mechayiv. Could go the Galbo Kavis, or I could do the whole thing. I feel the Meshus Ayachad Meshus Arabim. O Dalad Amos Meshus Arabim. The Gara Mizorek Dalad Amos. Why? The Maisa have a. Meaning Zorek is a Maisa. Like, remember the Gemara said earlier that Kocho, or Rashi said, and the Gemara said, what's Adam Amazik? And the Gemara said, maybe it means Kicho V'Nio, which is, because the Gemara says, well, that's Kocho. And Rashi says, Kocho is Adam. It's not even Kocho. You don't have to say like Rashi, but, okay. So, basically, Gora, when you throw something, that's a Maisa. Velo Kocho Greda. Shadovra Mizgalgel, right? Ain't Sorech Maisa, the Kocho Gomor. Again, it's tricky in these questions, you know, how certain words are used, like what Maisa and Kocho, sometimes people use them opposite ends. Some people have Maisa as the high standard, and Kocho is a kind of a grumma, or a little bit lower. Others have the opposite, in terms of Koach Adam, let's say, in Shkita or Netilas Sedayim. So you have to get past that a little bit, because... Okay, here, the way the Rav Yoh is interpreting, Kocho, right, is a lower level than Maisa. Unlike that Rashi, let's say. Umidrabanan asur, al-bakarmel is lo gazra. I mean, this is just very important. Viraya miperik bayit svaliyah, nekuchasha piske, gire delay, eche de pasuk v'dehadr v'nafli. Then he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Eil Nisrafim, right? Hamakadesh, the May Peros, the May Chatas, Kiddush Kli, Benafala Kiddush Miyado, Mishani B'maskana B'shoses. It's dripping down the sides of the Kli, the Gemara that we read in Sanhedrin. The puzzle, that's Lo Havamaisa. He thinks that rolling is like Shoses. Okay? The Gam Lo Mechayev Lo Hariga b'mezer, v'logolus b'shogeg, b'kocho, ela b'maisa. Okay? K'nemash nami hasa. So far he thinks that Shabbos and Rotzeach require maisa, not koach. K'nemash mahasa. Hadar minin hasa, hayman dekafti l'chavri v'ashkel bidka demaya. That's what I told you, that's a big, big controversy, what that means. Hahu koach rishon, haynu kishkivo mamish etzal akiluach. So that's considered a maisa, not just koach. The mahadi da ashkil hemisa la alter b'maisav. Because the immediacy or the proximity, which the Rama against Rashi dismisses as being important, the Rav Yah thinks is very important because that's maisa, not just koach. The koach sheni mikri afila bahar kokam bu'etes. Shamayim is galgal in ubayim. That if it's right, you remove the impediment and then boom, you know, you get the force of it. That's called harnessing. That's called an extension of maisa. But if there's some delay, you know, and it touches something else, even though it's the momentum, let's say, you know, continues to push it forward, then that's called koach. Repair kolabasar gabi ahu arisa de dalai. Remember the arisa de dalai? We had it in Bor. Hasam afila mayim is galgaling ktsas rak shloim beruchak biyoser shaper dami. Because there the lo beinan maisa gavra el afil koach gavra kosher binatilas yadayim. Again, we're not going to pursue all this, but this is Rashi Prakim, you know, to do a much more extensive. You need spreadsheets, you know, and all that, right? So what he's saying is that what you need for Rotzeach and Shabbos is the highest level, that's Maisa. Then you can get away with Koach Gavra for Netilas Yadai. Inami, Yesh Lefarish, Shemekarev Mamish Eislah Shofech, to have a Maisa Gavra. Okay. Then he talks about Rotzeach Meshogeg, Magil B'Magila, Hasam Kagon Shanafa Mamish Below Gilgul, didn't even roll. I like the Chavis. Horitam Perketsa Mishnatfin. Afilu Gago Chatzah Shomea Amalo Yishbo Chalpi Abib. Hainu Midrabanon. Tzorchi and Tzvein. Mashman Rabid. Okay, fine. Yeshu Rabbeinu Omrim. Dafka Kocha Bekarbalis Demayim Lagozru. Kalu Shekilu Bemayim. Okay. Vechazru Lachora. Demashma Perketsa Mishnatfin. Dechayiv. Hainu Maisav Gomor Vegire Dilei. Avos shosei so megalgel de Messiah hamidron, right? The angle, meaning the gravity, that's kocho greda. Lachak perusha lenemer de kocho hadome lemaisa have de bechayev. Vahinu de mishani b'shoseis to lohave le kocho below maisa gemura. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin. Okay, then he goes on talk about many other cases. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Just one thing in the end here. He talks about the Suga and Shabbos, Makom Midron. Finally, in the end, he quotes Ve'isi Shapirish Riva, that Hamagagol Tevu Shehu Merubas is Patur, because that's like Rama Zokfe, the Suga at the end of the first parak of Shabbos, or the end of the first section in Shabbos, I should say, with the Tasiyud, Avafiyud, have a Megalgal Chavios, Bishus Arabim Chayim, Vesosam Devarav. Omranin, the Lav La Fuke, I can't read it, Basi, Didon also, do you have it? The Lav La Fuke, Mi? Misvara Didon. Okay, yeah. Asa, El Lahudia, the Mishkacha say, they Gilgo, what's the next word? The Mechayev Hove Ein Hefsek Binatayim. Kagon de Ka'azil. How's it go? Minei. Tamid. The guy's pushing. The guy's running along with it and he keeps pushing it. It's not revolving on its own. Velo Kagon She. So what? Shadokfo. Tokfo. The Shuvei Nogeba Anshim is Galgabal Dalamos. The Kai Gabna Potter. Okay. Anyways, you get the basic idea. The Rav Yoh takes a very strong stand that Rotzeach and Shabbos do not have kocho; they only have Maisa Agavra, and the Tilos Adayim is one under, but clearly they are cholkin. So let's talk for a minute about the Avnei Nezer. Okay, so what's the story with the Avnei Nezer, Yoni? Excellent. Correct. So you put a candle, and he says you could or you can't?
You can.
Yeah. You're allowed to put this is a very famous Ramah. It triggered a lot of discussion, mostly about Psikresha, frankly, but also, obviously, this discussion. So the Ramah says that you're allowed to put the candle in a place where Ruach Mitsuya, right, is going to extinguish it. Question is, how can you do that? So that's what the Shoel here, right, asks. How can you do that? After all, halo hadome le'esha mishum chitzav. Okay? The truth is you could ask a stronger, or maybe even a stronger question, and that is based on our Gemara, which is what the Avnei Nezer points out, and that is on melechta machsheves asra Torah. Right? But, okay, let's leave it at his question for the moment. Esha mishum chitzav should apply to the Ruach Mitzuya being mechabe the Nair. What do you think, Yoni? Already. This is not the part that the Avnei Nezer disputes, but is it so pashut that we say Esha mishum chitzav or the equivalent when it comes to Kibui HaNair? What?
It's hard to connect the Kibui to the Avara.
Yeah, number one, I would say, if the role of Ruach Mitzuya in Esh is completely that of Halachas HaEsh, right, then you don't have anything comparable in Kibui. Right? Even if you want to say, well, there's also, you know, Livui Aruach, right? But okay, but usually it's a problem if there's, you know, Livui Aruach HaYideis. But that's the problem. That's the, if you hold like Balitosis, if you can have Livui, you know, Biruach Mitsuya, right? So then I think there's a stronger comparison to make to Kibui, but even then, as we noted, right, it could be that that's just because, you know, we really think, you know, that the Hanacha is kind of a Yetzira. Okay, but then you could say that the Hanacha, I guess, of the Nair, the Mokom Shomed Lekibui and the Ruach Mitzuya is like, you know, what, Chilas Kibui? Maybe. I don't think it's 100% comparable, frankly, but at least you can make the argument. But certainly if you think that all Ruach Mitzuya is allowed to do in Eish, you know, to maintain the Chiyuv, is Holacha, right? But any kind of Yetzira is off limits. I don't see the connection to Kibui at all. Moreover, again, even that consideration aside, or maybe this is another way of saying the last thing that I said, I think it's much easier to say about Kibui, you know, that the Ruach is not being harnessed for man's Kibui, but the Ruach is Mechabe. And much in the same way that some of the Rishonim said that in the Raksa case, the Ruach, you know, is Mazik al Yedei HaRaksa, rather than Raksa, you know, is Mazik al Yedei HaRuach. Here, the Malacha is really done by the Ruach, even though you put it in a position for that to happen. The best chance of saying, of comparing this to Eish, frankly, if you ask me, is to say that Gram, you know, Melechas Shabbos is Melechas Machsheves, and you should be Chayev. You can say, oh, you put it in a place where it's going to be subject to Kibui, so it's Gram Kibui Al Yedei Ruach Mitzuya. But if you ask me, Eishav Mishum Chitzav, for the two reasons that I just mentioned, not so obviously applicable to Kibui to begin with. I would say a third. Again, it might be overlapping the other two. It is a little, but it's not the same, and that is that Eshem Shemchitzav is a situation, is a process. Right? The whole idea is that the Esh, you know, spreads Al Yedei HaRuach, and it's an ongoing process. Ad Kedei Kach, that you can have a Nemuke Yosef-like discussion, namely, you know, temporally, you know, when does it really take place? You know, and a grok kind of discussion. Spatially, you know, how do we really look at it? Because it's a process. Kibui, as opposed to Havara, is not a process. Right? Kibui is a moment. It's an action. No process of Kibui. No extension of Kibui. Right? So, if you ask me, there are two or three good reasons to think that the equation to Eshem Shemchitzav is highly problematic, you know, in terms of the question here. But that is not what the Abnezer did. He instead took a different route. Go ahead. What else is going on there? The Das Tosa Sanhedrin, the Chayev Berotzeach, you have it there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. So again, here the question is based on the assumption of an equation between Shabbos and Rotzeach, okay, which we've seen is a very interesting, has strong roots, and there are good reasons to be mechalik, right? The Kol Makom, I feel around Shom the Cholek. I mean, the round holds that what? That there's no Eishem Shem Chitzav in Rotzeach, right? The Kol Makom. Oh, so here's another factor. Maybe Rotzeach has higher standards than Shabbos. Actually, if anything, the Rav Yo is saying they're equal. Maybe it sounds like the Shabbos may have higher standards than Rotzeach. We'll see this in the Abnezer too, right? Now he's bringing in the problem of Zora. But as we know, and we're going to see in a second, that's part of what the Abnezer said. That's only as good as that Gemara, you know, is broad. If it's just about Zora, it's not going to help us much, right? If it's about Grumma, it might help us a lot, you know, meaning for this to be an issue. And if it's about something in between, then, right? It's a gray area. Okay. Dimin Zakin Potter, Mikol Moko, B'Shabbos Chayiv, B'Shim B'Lechz Makshavis, B'Yor En V'Nichale. Ah, okay. Kol Shekeim. Yeah. So now the question is, so really two questions here. One is, Eishem Shem Chitza, which I've suggested won't apply to Kibui for various reasons, but they think will. And the second is the question of B'lechz Makshavis Asra Torah as a chumra, right, to be mechayev you in Shabbos here in the Gabe Kibui in the parallel of Eish. Okay, go ahead. Oh, sorry, you had a question?
Yeah.
Doesn't it help at least a little bit that he's comparing it to the pizza of Abu Sakinah Masao as opposed to like pizza of like an
Eish? Yeah. A little bit. I still think it's different. I still think mostly Avonos Akino Maso is Molech. And I still think it's a process. You know, as you're carrying this thing, it's moving, it's, you know, getting to the place where it's going to damage, etc. But I think it is a little better than Eish. I do. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Betach Lonel, we're not going to read the whole thing. We'll just, so number one, it starts with the rush. Go ahead. So what's he saying here?
That you're going to have some kind of tours when you talk about Malasar.
He's saying, even if you were to say the view that Malachas Machshavas, not just Zora, that it's more expansive halacha, and that it expands its machmir, Lechel Shabbos, right? It's not going to help you in Kibui, because Melechtz Machsheves, you know, in Kibui is already being ignored. Why? Because Kibui, typically, unless you were interested in the Gacheles, most Kibuis, right, are, again, this is not true for the Rambam, but if you have Lashon Tzricha L'Gufa's Patur, so most, 90% of Kibuis are Drabana. And the Abnezer is saying, if they're Drabanan, that means we're ignoring Melechtz Machsheves. If we're ignoring Melechtz Machsheves, so then the impact of Melechtz Machsheves, if we're ignoring the Kula part, we're ignoring the Chumra part. Is that true? I mean, obviously, the way I just put it now. I mean, he just says, there's no Melechtz Machsheves here as a factor because it's Melechtz Tzricha L'Gufa. That's right? Of course, the way I just formulated it, number one, when we say that Melechtz Tzricha L'Gufa is Patra Avol Asur, right, are we saying, you know, this, it's Melakshen, it's Richel Gufa, and on a Drabana level, it's Melakshen, it's Richel Gufa. We're treating it that way too. Meaning there's no required, there's no factor of Lechz Makshevas here. Or are we saying, you know, that even though there's a din of Lechz Makshevas, right, so Melakshen, Richel Gufa is still going to be Osir. Midrabana. Doesn't mean any other factor of Lechz Makshevas doesn't apply. That's Midrabanan. We're saying, oh, Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa is like Melach Shein Tzricha Legufa. And if you say it that way, right, so that doesn't say anything about Melach Makshevas. Moreover, maybe Melach Makshevas Asra Torah just means that with Grama in Hilchos Shabbos is Chayiv. So if Grom in Hilchos Shabbos is Chayiv, or Grom in Hilchos Shabbos is considered a Maisa, right? So why should that not be true just because we're happening to be talking about a case of Lashon and Tzricha Legufa? Drabanan. Right? The Hagdara in Shabbos is that Grommas, you know, are considered Maisim, or are considered Chayavim. It sounds like the... Or another way to put it, is what I said a second ago, that is, there's a Melech Makshavas, which is a Kula, and there's a Melech Makshavas, which is a Chumra. Just because we don't apply the Kula one in a particular case, Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa, that means we don't apply the Chumra one? That's a slightly different way, again, it overlaps, but it's not exactly what I said a second ago. So there are three good reasons, in my opinion, that you could take issue with this point of the Avnei Nezer, even though it is very fascinating. And I'm certainly not... I'm not arguing with it, per se. I'm just telling you it has three vulnerabilities. Okay, but it's a very interesting perspective. Keep going. Yeah, okay, you don't need to... The Raya we can skip. Okay, go ahead. Ahmad Kashali... They're saying, okay, good. If you're dealing with Rashi and those that thing, I mean, the part about Melech Makshevas, you know, that doesn't bother me. I think I answered that with Melech Shein Tzricha Legufa. I'm arguing a little bit, okay? But that's fine. He says, but the Eishem Mishum Chitzav part really bothers me. Okay, that didn't bother me so much. Okay, but it bothers him. After, especially if you hold, like, the Balei Tosas... That you chayv mishum rotzeach, you chayv nami b'shabbos. Okay, go ahead. So this is a great formulation in the Avnei Nezer. This is the Avnei Nezer saying, don't take eishav mishum chitzav literally. Right, Eshev is only Mishum Chitzav because you're dealing with Mazik, which is a garmi, which is a Grumma-esque category where we're not so formal that we require, you know, Maisim. We're really mostly interested in whether you're sufficiently or exclusively responsible for the outcome. And that's the only reason that we can have an Eshev Mishum Chitzav. Aye, but then the problem is, isn't he going according to Tosis and saying that it works even in Rotzeach? The answer is the next line. B'chein b'rotzeach, haritzicha nasa. Well, this is an issue that we talked about. You know, is one of the reasons to be mecha. Well, we're trying to explain the position of the Ran, right? Why should you be mechalek eishem shemchitza between rotzeach and mazik? We're saying because rotzeach is more about the maisa ritzicha, and mazik is more grumma oriented, causing the result. The Avnei Nezer here is saying Shabbos is about the Ma'isa Avera, and Rotzeach and Mazik are both Grama-esque. They're about the result, the bottom line, the effect. Correct? But it's not really ever true that Esho is really Chitzav. Okay, go ahead. What does that prove? So he could have thought that that didn't prove anything. What's he trying to say with that? The fact that there's a Dinei Shamayim, even in Grama, shows you that the whole Nezikin is about Grama. No, you could have said, the chi b'nei adam of mazik is a ma'isa hezek, right? The chi b'nei shamayim is the grama. He's saying no, mida, you know, b'nei shamayim nishma l'b'nei adam. I understand it. He obviously doesn't think it's just a what I call a hilchos deos halacha. He thinks it's a hilchos niske mamon halacha. He's saying it's just how intense that is, how much you're sharing, how diluted, what kind of grama is it? Okay, but the orientation towards the bottom line, towards the result, is something that is true even of the main. Go ahead. Okay, is that a good raya? I mean, we understand the temptation to throw. It's like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's anus, you know. You know, but clearly that's not such a strong right. I mean, what you could do mibod yom that triggers on Shabbos, you'd say, oh, but that's not even grama. I mean, even for something b'chayiv for creating an effect, you still have to initiate or put it in motion, you know, bizmana yisur. Right? So that I don't think is such a strong raya. I think it's interesting that he mentions it. But the basic idea, and that is that Shabbos is not result-oriented, but action-oriented, that contrast with Mazik certainly is very reasonable. The idea that Rotzeach is with Mazik is a big chiddush. Okay, keep going. Bein chiyuv rak al maisa ha'adam bilvad. Okay, go ahead. Al kein b'inan
b'yadayim mavish u'pater al ish mishum pizza.
Yeah. What about the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef? Okay. Ein locha shlichida. Okay. Then in the next, you saw the next piece?
I didn't get that.
Okay. So the next piece, just very quickly, he says, what do you mean? I guess they obviously challenged him. He said that, you know, Hilchos Shabbos, everything is maisa oriented and not, never a davar de mimela or davar, you know, result oriented. Meaning he's not denying that there are some malachos in Shabbos which are process oriented and they're, you know, they take time and there's a difference between the kumbaseh and the result. So bishul and chimutz and you could say zoreya, right? These are all things that, you know, there's a huge time lag and it's more about probably, well, in the case of bishul anyway, it's more about the result. He's just saying, good, that's a certain kind of malacha. Ach machlokas Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish be'esho kivin sharuach molicha hala. Right? That's in esh and mavir. Mavir is an active, you know, one of the malachos, and the question is, you know, kivin sharuach molicha hala, is that something that's incompatible with Hilchos Shabbos? Umar Shah Sanhedrin, when we saw, tafil esha hocha mi'atzma below ruach patre shlakish mimisa. Right, even if there's fuel, not fire, right, even that is not considered chitza, of kol shel chitzas begufa shel avatar, klamar achilik shebeino lebeino mevashel. Clearly, that's where you have a maisa, then you have to do the maisa biyadayim. The maisa in bishul and in chimutz is hanachas hadavar b'makom shasof sof is bashel or yiskamets. Right. Okay. But this is important. Basically, this is his view. I mean, lo goli kral rak b'mamon. He thinks in Hilchos Shabbos to be chayiv eish. You're not chayiv eish al yidei halachas haruach. You're only chayiv eish, right? You're only chayiv eish, you know, behitzitz begufo, or maybe fuel according to Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe. Okay, v'das haran, dafka mamon, v'lo gamrina misa mina, v'alkei b'shabas nami, m'hai tam v'lo gamrina mina, ach mishum d'nicha le melech smach shabas, yesh kal v'chomer, v'potter b'mamon v'chai b'shabas. Ach toli b'perushim, then he goes back to the second point, meaning, you know, according to the Rosh, according to Rashi, etc. So here's what he says: Ach betoldos kagon halokech ner lemakom sharuach sholeit ubeish sholeich al yidei ruach hadavar tali beperish harosh upirish Rashi. This is very remarkable. He says, according to the Rosh, if you take a candle, right, and you bring it to a place where the ruach is going to be molechet, then you are not chayev for Mabar on Shabbos. That's very remarkable. Because there's no Eshem Shemchitzav on Shabbos. If you hold like the, you know, Rishonim who think that Melech Machsheves Asra Torah, you know, expands the Hagdara of the Melacha, so then you will be chayev. He thinks that's the Machlokas, Rosh and Rashi, that one of the Nafkaminas will be Molich Eish Lamokom Sharuach Mitsuya Yechola Laholich, whether you're chayev mav or not. Very remarkable. Vila Rosh appeared Bezorah Bishim Dach Darka Shomalacha Potor, Vila Rashi chayev. Vanamuka Yosef Shehiksha Meishim Shumchitza Velo Yizkir Malach Smachsheves Mashma de Garmin and Shabbos Mimamon. That's true. Okay. Agav, there are two things that he said. We have to finish, so let me just mention quickly. Okay. So, and then I just want to finish up the Reb Chaim, the Revelvel on Thursday, all that. This here he has a piece where he talks about Chovel HaMavir, very similar to what I mentioned in the name of the Ra'ah, the Shittim Betzos and Ksuvis, so I'm not going to get into that. But what I do want to mention is the following. That is in O Sadalit. Kashal Aran, the Sfir Le B'misa Lo Amrinan Eshem Shemchitzav. Point to the Aran who holds Eshem Shemchitzav doesn't apply to Rotzeach, right? Misugi de Bavakama Be'evet Kafus. Come Le B'drama Mine. What do you do with that? Right? That's the problem that we know of. So his solution is similar to what I suggested. I thought Reb Chaim was getting at this in the shorter piece, in the stencil piece, as opposed to, I think, the clearer, different direction that Revelvel takes. But maybe the same thing in the end. He suggests that you're not chayev according to the Ran for Rotzeach, Mishnei Shem Shemchitzah, but there is a shame horeg legabe the din of Tana de Bechizkiah. So there is kamle b'drabim mina, even though there's no chiyuv rotzeach. Okay, that is the Avnei Nezer's view. That's kind of what I was suggesting originally. Okay. Okay, I'm not going to talk about gram mechika, and that since you guys didn't see it anyway. So okay, that's for the Avnei Nezer. So I'm going to stop here. What we remain to discuss. I want to discuss the Griz very briefly. Mostly we've seen it and discussed it. The Minchas Chinuch, I think it's Nud Vav Yud. That's this piece on the Yud. Maybe. The one on where it says Rodev. That's very similar, I think. And then I want to talk about Reb Chaim Minchas Shkenim and the other perspectives on the Rambam, Shkenim and Niskei Mamon. And that'll pretty much finish this part of it. Okay? And then we have a couple more things, and then we're back to regular.